You've probably heard of the Congressional Black Caucus, or perhaps the Progressive Caucus. But what about the Drone Caucus? It's officially the Unmanned Systems Caucus. San Diego Congressman Brian Bilbray is an enthusiastic drone advocate and caucus member.
This has really been a great boom for protecting American lives and completing a mission at a very low cost.
The Drone Caucus, like the technology it advocates for, is becoming increasingly important in the nation's capital.
It's definitely a powerful caucus. It's probably up there in the more powerful caucuses that sort of is not talked about.
Alex Bronstein Moffley is an analyst with First Street Research Group. It's a D.C.-based company that analyzes lobbying data. He found since 2011, the 58 members of the bipartisan Drone Caucus received a total of $2.3 million in contributions from political action committees affiliated with drone manufacturers. And those members are well-placed.
You have the chairman of the Armed Services Committee. You have people from the Appropriations Committee on there. So you have members that are tapped in sort of to key places.
We did our own calculations and found during the last two election cycles, the 21 caucus members from border states collected around $1 million in campaign contributions from top drone manufacturers. Some of those companies are Drone Caucus members' biggest contributors. San Diego-based General Atomics is one of the top three all-time campaign contributors to California Congressman Brian Bilbray, Ken Calvert, Jerry Lewis, and Buck McKeon. So what does the Drone Caucus do for the industry? Again, Bronstein Moffley.
It can hold hearings, generate publicity, and then they're obviously heavily involved with appropriations.
In other words, they help the government decide what to buy. Since 2005, the federal government has awarded at least $12 billion in contracts for drones and drone supplies and maintenance. That includes at least $270 million for U.S. Customs and Border Protection's drone program. California Congressman Buck McKeon co-chairs the Drone Caucus and chairs the House Armed Services Committee. He spoke earlier this year at a conference sponsored by the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International, the main drone industry group.
Have everything they need.
He praised the industry for giving soldiers the tools to stay safe and complete their missions.
This caucus, this industry, has done so much to help make that possible. I want to thank you all.
Of course, not everyone is excited about the rise of drones. In the U.S., there are privacy concerns. With their use abroad, there are moral ones. Congressman McKeon wasn't allowed to finish his speech at the February Drone Caucus. That's anti-war activist Medea Benjamin cutting off McKeon. Conference organizers promptly cut the sound system. Outside, a group of protesters demonstrated.
The insanity stop of letting companies like General Atomics.
This is another example of a big business trying to create a niche for itself.
That's Benjamin. She published a book earlier this year called Drone Warfare.
It's overspending the taxpayers' dollars, and I think we're going to see the police departments, the border agents, everybody wants to get in on these fancy toys.
But even among the industry's biggest customers, like the CBP, there are now some questions being raised. CBP official Mark Borkowski spoke at the same industry conference earlier this year.
We're interested in new technologies, but we got a baseline problem first.
The agency needs to do more testing, he said, in order to evaluate the costs and benefits before it buys new gadgets. Still, drone makers are looking towards a profitable future. The Teal Group is an aerospace and defense consulting firm. They expect the worldwide drone market to almost double over the next decade. In San Diego, I'm Jill Replogle.